ministry of Nelson Ihiagu. Be stirred as you listen.
I said the topic is what? All right, try the Spirit. You see, what makes the believer different from every other person is not seen by our optical eyes. What makes the believer different from every other person is known by revelation. Come on, are you guys listening to me? What makes, I need you guys to respond to me, okay? What makes the believer different from any other person? It's not just, you know what, everybody, do me a favor. So that this sermon can reach many more people, bring out your phones, go on YouTube, share the link on your WhatsApp status, share it with friends. You know all those groups that they send you what doesn't concern you? Now is your time to revenge. Vengeance is yours, says the Lord. So, send it to somebody. I want to do that now. Let's just do that in a few minutes because I think this is a very powerful sermon. The seeing eyes, the hearing ear, perceiving heart, you have given me all. That's a song to record, right?
Yes, sir.
Or let me just say something. Dropping a song this year. Actually, dropping two songs this year. Maybe some of you that don't know, Lens of the Cross is my song. All right? So we're dropping two songs this year. I mean, I am yours. It sounds like a love song, Gabby. I promise you it's not. It's a rock song. You will lose your wig. Amen. Then we're dropping another one. I think I want to call it Power Chant. It's later in the year. We're going to drop it. Say drop it. Having said that, partner with us. Okay. Join us. Those online, thank you for joining us. All right. I want to share a very powerful word. Amen. What makes the believer different from any other human being is known primarily by revelation. Because when you got saved, your hair did not grow longer. You necessarily did not get taller. There may not have been anything to see about you physically that would have said that, something has changed about this guy. Because the new birth is primarily, not even primarily, the new birth is functionally spiritual. And then its implications are natural. Come on, are you listening to me? It's spiritual and then its implications are what? Natural. So there is something, like I said, you know, the believer. If you look at a believer, for example, when you read through scriptures, a believer may be super powerful and be oppressed of the devil. You know what Jesus told us? He said, I give you power over the power of the enemy. Right? He said, I give you power over the power of the enemy. He said, you shall trample upon what? Serpents and scorpions. That was symbolic of demoniacal forces, right? You will trample on serpents and nothing shall by any means. You know, when I read that verse of scripture and I said, Jesus was not stammering. Jesus did not lie. So I can't cast out devils and be expecting satanic feedback. I can't. Because is it that Jesus stammered or he lied? And Jesus cannot lie. So he said, you will trample on serpents and scorpions and nothing shall by, you know, growing up as a believer, I used to read some books and then they said, if you want to cast out the devil, you better be careful. Because, you know, you need to first check your life. Is everything all right with the Father? Is everything okay? And the believer has no excuse to live in sin. But listen, sin is a family problem. I will solve it with my Father. Come on, are you listening to me? I will solve it with my father. The authority that he has given to the believer is not a function of my actions, is a function of my state. Because of where I am seated, I can exert authority over the works of the devil. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Jesus said, he said, I give you power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, the inverse will also be true. It also means that if you don't trample on the power of the enemy can hurt. Are you listening to me? The enemy can hurt. So, it will not matter what you have if you don't know what you have. And that's exactly why teachings like this are super important. Super important. Paul tells us something very important. You see, in Acts 7, you know, Acts 7, 48, I'm going to run with the speed of light because there's a heavy flow of the Spirit. Acts 7, 48 to 50. It said, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples. The Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Had not my hand made all these things? Acts 17, 24. He said, God that made the world and all the things therein. Acts 17, 24. God that made the world and all the things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of the heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. When you join these two verses together, one thing you will know is this. God, even Solomon tells us this. He said that God has never dwelt in temples. Come on. Temples were places of worship, but God never dwelt there. 1 Kings 8, 27. It said, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven. I'm running like this. 1 Kings 8, 27. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven of the heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built. This was Solomon's prayer when he was dedicating the temple. He was saying that the heavens cannot contain you. Is it this temple that we have built that will contain you? He said the heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. So if the earth is his footstool, what will we build to him within that earth that will contain him? So nothing we would have ever built for God, for the one greater than us, would have been fitting for him. Come on, are you listening to me? Nothing, think about it this way. Imagine a four-year-old, your four-year-old comes to you and says, Daddy, what do you want? Daddy, I brought you a Father's Day gift, right? It would be weird for you to be expecting a Maserati. It will be weird for you to be expecting a gift that you really need. Worst case scenario, the child is going to make a spaghetti macaroni thing. That thing they stick side by side. And you will see, no matter how ugly it is, you say, it's so cute. Thank you. It's truly the thought that counts. Right? It's the same way. What can we build for him that will be befitting of him? Even the righteousness, the fact that we can stand before him, he gave us. And that's exactly why the worship that is only pleasing to God has to be worship that is of the Spirit, which is true worship. Are you listening to me? And that's why, you know, Jesus said a time is coming, and the time is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. But that time is not forever. That time was fulfilled. Philippians chapter 3 verse 3, he says, ye are the circumcision which worship him in spirit. Listen, the fact that you have been born again and your worship is not of blood of bulls and goats. Your worship is the worship that is in the spirit, which is true worship. The worship that can please God is the worship that is of his kind. And that can only happen because he called us into the beloved. He wore us his righteousness like a garment. So when I stand before him, my inadequacies are not seen. It is his righteousness that is seen. And because I wear his righteousness, my inadequacies will be taken care of. Come on, are you listening to me? They will be taken care of. So when we look at all these texts, and then he says, you think about the fact that God has never dwelt in temple. When you add that truth to it, God, the only house that God can dwell in is a house. I just saw the flag of a nation. Red, yellow, black. What country is that? Is it Germany? Is it Belgium? Because I saw, it's not just the map, I saw the way it is on the map. Sorry? Stripe like this. It's Belgium. What is happening? We've given him what? Oh, Germany's one is like this. It's like this. It's like this. Let's pray. Just lift your hands and pray over Belgium. I don't know what that is. Savela bakatandis. Baraile udawa sanda. Abela man fregede gido boko sondre gibe ipatanas. Balaka borodo sante kebida boko babala deneke soria. Hapaide sonva vila vele valua. Yes. Let's pray this way. Say in the name of Jesus. Belgium, let your doors open like the two lead gates. Let them open hither and thither. Open for the spread of the gospel. Break open wide. Come and pray for that in the next 30 seconds. Break open wide. Break open wide. Let your structure, Lord, even if it's Cyrus is the hand to arise. Even if it's Cyrus is that have to arise, let it open for your word to move. Belgium open. Yeah, hey. Saila, Saba, Rata, Hendele Moko, Bibiaga, Gabagele, from the Lord. In two years, what has seemed like a crack for the gospel to seep through in Belgium will become an open door. Yeah. In 1 to 2 years. 1 year it will start, 2 years it will be seen. But remember, it will start like a crack, so not everybody will see it. But what has seemed like a crack will become an open door. To become an open door. Hallelujah. Arrows of warfare, battering rams of intercession. Church, the gods of the land, we raise a cry. Arrows of warfare, battering rams of intercession. Church, the gods of the land, we raise a cry. Raise Daniel, so raise Cyrus, so raise Joseph, raise Deborah, raise Esther. Men and women for your cause, we raise a cry. We raise a cry. Have your seat. Paila kumbra gadabadige. Amen. Amen. We must flow. There must be ample time for the flows of the Spirit. Now, so whatever is going to be pleasing to the Lord must be of the same quality as He is. And that's exactly why Jesus said in John 14, 1-4, He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." He now said, "I go to prepare a place to you for you." Now, when you read the verses after, when he said, "I go to prepare a place," they knew what he was talking about of was his death. Was his death. When he said, "I go," it was his death. So, when he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions," the word house is oikia. Mansions is mone. And oikia can be translated family. It means, in my Father's family, there are many spaces. There are many dwelling places. So when he says, "I go to prepare a place," what he's saying is, when I die, come on, are you here? When I die and I rise from the dead, I would have made space for you in my Father's family. So it is in that sense that there are mansions in our Father's house. Come on, are you here? It is in that sense that there are mansions in our Father. We have space in the Father's family. But Jesus didn't stop there. Jesus went on in John 14. He went to verse 15. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be where? In you." He said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, you shall what? Live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you." So Jesus is saying, when I die and I rise, there will be space for you in the Father's family. But aside from that, a proof that there has been space for you in the Father's family is that I will be in you. How? By the Spirit. This was what 2 Corinthians 1:22 was telling us. He said he has sealed us and given us the earnest of his inheritance in our heart. The Spirit is proof that you are saved. The Spirit is proof that you are saved. So you have a human spirit. That's why the Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are a son of God. But the Spirit, you can't have the Holy Ghost and not be saved. The Holy Ghost is proof that you are saved. Because it is by the Holy Ghost that the believer is going to be glorified. The glorification of the saint is in the spirit within. Come on, are you listening to me? The glorification of the saints is in this. Give me 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. Let's read this like a mass choir. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Let's read this like a mass choir. 1, 2, go. Because our testimony among you. So when you believed the gospel, you received the Spirit. So when God is coming, he's not going to check, are you saved? Are you not saved? Are you saved? Are you? He will just shed his glory on anyone who has the Holy Ghost. Anyone who has the Holy Ghost will be taken. Come on, are you here? If I have the Spirit, is a sign I'm the Father's. It is proof I am the Father's. The Spirit is the unique identifier of the believer. The Spirit is the unique identity. So you can't look at a believer and know he's a believer, because I can look at two people and they both look human. They may both be of the same race. They may all be the same. But what makes them different is can only be seen by revelation. It can only be seen by a lens called revelation. So when I look at this man, if he has the Holy Ghost, he's not just a man that is earthly. He's another kind of man. He's another kind of man. The Christian life is powered by the Spirit. It's powered by the Spirit. So Paul will tell you in Philippians chapter 2, 12 to 13, he says, work out your salvation by what? Fear and trembling. But you know what the next verse says? For it is God that works in you. Philippians 2. It is God that works in you. So that working out you are doing, first of all, is because he's already inside. But if you are not convinced, you need to also know that there is an engine at work in you. Come on. For it is he that is in you. He says, for it is God which worketh in you, both to what? Will and to do. So he desires it and he enables you to do it. So in the spirit within, we have both potential and kinetic energy. In the direction of God's will, in the spirit within, we have both potential and kinetic energy. Having said that, I always share three things about the Spirit, which I'm going to run on this. Number one, the Spirit has an influence. The Spirit has an influence. The Spirit has an influence. I always say this, Acts chapter 2, he said they prayed and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Then they prayed again and they were filled again. In Acts chapter 4. And then they came out rejoicing. Even after they had flogged them with many stripes. How can you be rejoicing after you have been flogged? Somebody say influence. Come on, not your neighbor a bit, say influence, influence. So they had flogged them, but then they came out rejoicing. What was the difference? They prayed. So when you see the word filled, one thing, you need to stop thinking container and start thinking levels of influence. So being filled with the Spirit is not 200 milligrams, 400 milligrams. It's not that, it's influence, 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 influence. The Spirit has an influence. The difference between you asking God to move on the earth and God actually doing through you is the influence of the Spirit in your life. You can't ask the Lord, Lord, fill me up. Biblically, he said, but ye being filled, it's an instruction. You are the one that determines how much the influence of the Spirit will be at work in your life. How far your walk with God will go is not God, it's you. You will determine it by influence. You will determine it by influence. Listen, and that's why I said, try the Spirit. Try the Spirit. I always put it this way. By yourself, you can upgrade your iOS. You can become another kind of man. Come on, are you here? You can become, in the Old Testament, the Spirit influenced men from the outside in. But now, woo! But now the Holy Ghost is within. The Holy Ghost is within. We can have a Holy Ghost meeting in a shrine. The Holy Ghost is within. He's within. So the believer is God's point of contact to his world. To his world, try the Spirit. So you can be feeling you can be feeling blue and, you know, Lord, I want you to move in this situation. Lord, help us. Lord, please help. Please help. Please help. Let me show you a more excellent way. Ma Doria, Batele, Makaida, Bandre, Ifadanakua. There is the one within. The wisdom that created the heavens and the earth can show you a way out. There is the Spirit at work in the man. There is a Spirit at work in the believer. There is the common gift that he has given to all men. To all men. I say I'm not lacking the Spirit. There is the common gift that he has given to all men. It's at work. It's at work. You stare. You stare. You stare. Moses came before the Red Sea and was saying, Lord, look at what has happened. And the Lord said, why are you crying to me? Stretch your rod and divide. There are things you are waiting for God to do. God is waiting for you to move. Sometimes the problem is influence. Is influence. Is influence. You know, they went, oh God. Think about it this way. 5 kings gathered around them, Hezekiah. And then they sent him letters that we're going to attack. And Hezekiah went and said, Lord, the land you have given us, they're about to collect it from us. And Hezekiah said, they went and they prayed. And the Bible says the Spirit of God came upon Shemaiah. Think about it this way. An influence took over him. An influence that, oh mountains, why do you skip like rams? Why are you running? Why are you running? You flee at the presence of God. What ailed thee? So the problem remained until a man caught influence. But that's in the Old Testament. The Bible even says Samson will shake himself. Believer, you can shake yourself. You can shake yourself. That influence, in that influence is actually two things, which brings me to the other two things I want to say. Number one is this, which you can write as number two, the Spirit has character. Any believer who is struggling with habits, the Spirit at work in him is stronger than the habit. The Spirit at work in the believer is stronger than whatever habit is at work in that believer. So the same way the spirit of lust or the spirit of infirmity, you see, every time I want to pray for people that are sick, low-key, I used to hope it's the spirit of infirmity. Why? It's easiest to handle. Because when the spirit of infirmity latches on somebody, the person is not sick. The person is not sick. How do you explain a woman who has a hole in the heart? She was bedridden. Over the phone, pray, you foul spirit, let her go now. The name of Jesus. The woman stands up and goes to the market. She was not sick. She was not sick. Remember, I casted out the devil from me. She was telling me she was having sickness after sickness, pain after. I said, come out. That was the end. That was the end. The same way the spirit of lust can latch on somebody. And that lust is not just your hormones misbehaving. That one, you are aided. You are helped. You are helped. In fact, you know how to execute it intelligently like a prophet. You know what to say. You know how to manifest it. You are aided. It's the same way. It's the same way the Spirit has, there are things that work in your, you can even bring them into your everyday, your career, your things. There is a thing called engracia, self-restraint, temperance. The believer can say, stop. You know why Paul would tell the believers, he said, let him that stole steal no more. You don't tell the believer don't steal. You tell the believer be saved, the unbeliever be saved. You tell the believer stop sinning. Because the unbeliever is a slave to sin, but the believer is empowered above sin. So you can stop. So I was watching a man of God. He was just joking. He said he went to meet somebody and he was saying when he wanted to start a church, if a couple is fighting and they come and they say, Pastor, we're fighting, I don't know. He would say, stop fighting. Someone comes, Pastor, I'm smoking, stop smoking, stop drinking. As easy as it is, that's the advice to the believer. Stop, because you can. And it's not just because there's something, it's because there is he that is at work in you. There is the one at work in you, both to what? Will and to do. There is kinet. You know, we know not what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit helps. We don't know the right things to desire. But then there's an engine that is at work in that man. There's an engine that has come upon that man. His desires have shifted. Have you seen people that before they were... I have a friend, she's saved. She has a baby now. Anyways, she has a baby. She's amazing. Her pre-salvation and post-salvation don't look like anything similar. But that's what Jesus does. He will step into your life and defeat your habits. So the power that is at work in that believer is stronger than the influence of the Spirit is stronger than the influence of that habit. It's stronger. So the Spirit has a character, and that's why there are things called the fruit of the Spirit. And the last thing I want to say before we enter is the Spirit has abilities. There are abilities in the Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Differences of administration, the same Lord. Diversity of operation is the same God that does what? Worketh on in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one, the word of knowledge by the Spirit. Word of wisdom by the Spirit. Working of miracles by... Everything is by the Spirit. It is the Spirit that distributes sovereignly as He will. Listen, the Holy Ghost is the one that works this gift, but I can put myself in a position that I am to be used. So I can trust it. You know, we did something in midweek service on Wednesday. I said, partner with your neighbor and trust God for a word for them. You can trust God for a word for them. Because God, the word of prophecy is basically for edification, exhortation, and comfort. God is good. He's ready to edify, exhort, and comfort. God has something to say. And another thing, God is always on. He's always on. God has something to say. The Spirit has that. In the Old Testament, we see people like Samson. We see Elijah. We see all those. Can I tell you something? The Bible says that the dead in Christ will rise what? First. So anyone who dies but has the Holy Ghost will pass. But when at the sound of the trumpet, right? He will rise. A new body. It doesn't matter how long you have been dead. A new body will come. You will be picked. It's crazy to think that will happen, but you don't believe a broken hand can be healed. Which is harder? You don't believe hard things can be simplified. Which is harder? That you may have died. So Paul now, as he has died, at the sound of the trump, he will, as long as he has been dead, he will rise again. Paul did not die 500 years ago. Paul did not die 1,000 years ago. Paul did not die 1,500 years ago. But he will rise again. See, the Holy Ghost at work in you, we count for something. We count for something. And we count for something. Try the Spirit. I'm going to say things simply. How do you stir the influence of the Spirit? Two simple things. Number one, prayer. The Bible says they prayed, and after they prayed, they were filled. In Acts 2, in Acts 4, it says they were filled again. So the influence can rise. The influence can rise. They were filled. They prayed again and they were filled. Prayer. Listen. 30 minutes every day will do you a lot of good than 6 hours once a week. Yes. Because it's energy. You generate it as you faff through the day, you dissipate. You generate again. See, you have to build consistency in devotion. There is nobody that has a prayer life that doesn't know why they don't have it. Or how they built it. You say, I don't know why I don't pray. What do you mean you don't know? You know why you finish your series? You know why you scroll endlessly? You know, for every other thing in your life, you know why, except your prayer life. That's not right. I can talk to you like this because he has worked on your heart. You want to pray. You can pray. So pray. Take time and pray. Every day, what time do you pray? How long do you pray? And it's not just asking the Lord about things. When will you fellowship with God? TC, 18 hours is coming, amen? Yeah. It's not prayer point. I've announced it already. Because the way people say amen like it's faith. Starting February hot. Amen. Some people are wondering, thank God I'm not in this church. Amen. You can pray. See, if you don't pray, you will not experience the best of God. Don't go to heaven and realize more could have come out of your life but did not. When I go to heaven, I want to look back and see the nations. If he says give account, I say Germany, this way. UK, this way. Belgium, this way. China, this way. Nigeria, wait first. I want to call all of them and say, Father, this is my joy and my rejoicing. That's the point. That's the point. Work hard at your jobs, but don't make your job your God. Don't make your... Go to church. Go to church. Go to church. Let's not fight. Go to church. And Samuel told Saul, he said, the 1 Samuel 10:6, and the Spirit of God will come upon you, and you shall prophesy, and you shall be turned into another man. The Holy Ghost can change a man. Your iOS can change. Do you know one thing you learned about Jesus? Jesus will be talking to them one moment, and the next moment, Jesus will say, I thank you, Father. It means that you can switch from terrestrial to celestial. Just like that. I can give you a handshake. I can communicate something by my hands. They are not the same. I can talk to you and say, oh, how you doing? Have you? Some of you have probably heard this. In the middle of conversations, the conversation is normal. Maybe football. Maybe one girl you like. There's nothing wrong with liking one girl. One. Right? You know, all those simple things. And the conversation turns prophetic. Who has it happened to? Raise your hand. You now say, that thing you said, let me write it down. The person's like, what did I say? You now, who you bless? No, just don't worry. I will write it down. Come on, are you listening to me? Yes. Yes. The conversation can turn prophetic. Because you can just switch. Because being in the spirit is not a mood. It's not a mood. It's not a mood. Let me show you a verse of scripture. Romans chapter 8 verse 9 to 10. My last verse of scripture. Rise to your feet. Let's read this like a mass choir. Romans chapter 8 from verse 9 to 10. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. Come on, London. You need to answer me. Shout. Are you with me? Romans 8, 9. Let's read this like a mass choir. 1, 2, go. But you are not in the flesh, but in the... Hold on. Read it again. 1, 2, go. I thought we would shout louder. Clear your throat. Clear your throat. Come on. Do this better. Are you ready now? Read this like a mass choir. 1, 2, go. Where are you? Where are you? Fact of healing. Fact of healing. Whether you feel goosebumps or not, you are where? Whether it seems like it or not, you are where? You are where? Number two thing is information. Which also bets, well, let me put it number two. Information. This is very important. After you pray, you must have the right information. Because there are people that are still praying for what God has given to them. You don't say, oh Lord, take me into the spirit. You are in the spirit. Say, I'm in the spirit. You are in the spirit. Woo. You are not in the flesh. I mean, when I feel goosebumps or not, I'm in the spirit. When I remember one time, I've shared this story in church. I didn't have a great sleep. And stuff happened the day before, so I wasn't really excited. So I was called to cast out a devil, and I wasn't feeling it. No electricity. I didn't finish praying 22 hours. I don't even think I prayed that morning. I just walked out. And they said, come on. So I walked. There was already somebody doing it. Worst case scenario, we help him hold the hand. So as I was walking towards the person, the demon was saying, man of God, please. I said, So the shoulder popped a little bit. And I said, where? Come closer. It's not a feeling. It's a fact. Because the realm of the spirit has eyes. Whether I see it or not, it's true. Whether I feel it or not, it's true. The same way whether you feel it or not, you're either male or female. Come on, are you listening to me? Uh-huh. So, yes, back to the word now. He said, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. So listen to me. If you have the Holy Ghost, you are in the spirit. So being in the spirit technically is not just where you are. It's where the spirit is. It's not just where you are. It's where the spirit what? Is. So say I'm in the spirit. Number two, the right information. And number three, consciousness. And these things are usually a fine blend. Number three is usually a fine blend of number one and number two. When you pray, and then when you study properly, you begin to live out revelation. You begin to live out revelation. So when we sang that song, what's that song again? The seeing eye, the hearing ear. Perceiving heart, you have given me all. Stuff like when we begin to sing that, Mitchell, please play the chord. When we begin to sing that, the reason you should sing it, and you don't just sing it like you are singing the national anthem, you sing it because it is true. It is true. The believer is not needy, the believer is the one that has God's best, He has given it to you. So when you sing things like that, you begin to sing it over yourself because it's true. So when you sing it, you don't just sing, you have given me all. You lift your hands and sing it because it's true. So it's consciousness. It's a birth product of revelation and prayer. Should we sing that for a little bit? See, let's practice what we just said. Listen. We're going to feel the temperature of the room right now. When we sing that song four times, the room will change. It will change. At some point, it will shift. Stretch your hands. Say the seeing eye, the hearing ear, the perceiving heart. He has given me all. Come on, say one more time. The seeing eye, the hearing ear, the perceiving heart. He has given me all. You are not waiting to feel anything. Just listen. When you sing, listen to what you are singing. The power of God will touch some people, it's fine. But listen to what you are singing. That's the most important thing. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So, just pray in the spirit under your breath. Mitchell, play the chords for a bit. Pray in the spirit under your breath. Toby, come. Please give her mic a volume. Just Toby. You can back her up from there, it's fine. You can back up. Just give her mic the volume. Just... pray in the spirit under your breath.
You have given me
all. Do me a favor, close your eyes. Maybe it will help. Focus on the Lord.
The seeing eyes, the hearing ears, perceiving hearts.
You have given me all of.
Toby, wait. Just pray in the spirit. Do this consciously for 30 seconds. Don't let your mind wander. Focus on the words we are singing. The seeing eye, the hearing ear, the perceiving heart, you have given me all. Focus on it. Focus on it. Listen, hear me. Listen, listen, let me, listen. I was in, I don't know, what is SS2 in the UK? Year 10, year 11. I was in year 11 when I remember I got to school, I opened my Bible and I stumbled on where Jesus said. He said, it's Matthew 10:8. He jumped out of scripture and entered my heart. He said, cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. Freely you have received, freely give. It entered my heart. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received. Freely. Give me verse 9. Give me verse 9. He said, verse 10 also entered my spirit years later. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your possession. Verse 10. He said, no scrip, neither two coats, neither. Then later, Jesus now said, when I sent you, lack ye anything. That's how I know that in this God's plan, liver, I'm taking care of. Are you listening to me? But Matthew 10:8, he entered my spirit. Put it again. He said, heal the sick, cleanse it. It's the difference between when you read it and say, wow, solid words on the Lord Jesus. It is different from when you lay hold on this one. When you pray on a verse of scripture, you know, I heard a man of God, he used to take a verse of scripture and speak in tongues for 4 hours on that verse. It cannot be the same. When he's saying it, it's not the same. In quotes, the Holy Ghost has breathed on that word. It's different. So I want you to be conscious about this. Pray in the spirit for 30 seconds consciously on what you just heard. Close your eyes. It will help you focus. Lift your hands and pray in the spirit. Just lift your hands. Pray in the spirit over what we've heard for the next few seconds. Play me the chords. Play me. Just play me. Mr. Joe, are you ready for me? Are you ready for me? I want to hear the bass line. Just pray. Just give me bass. Pray. Focus on that for a few. Don't let your mind wander. Don't let your mind wander. Olorun. Some of you, the power of God is already rising on you. It's rising. When we sing it, you know it's different. It's not just a song. You are stirring something. Let me hear you. You know it's not just a song. A few more seconds. Is somebody under the anointing there? Someone under the anointing. Raise it for me. What a hallowed atmosphere. Yes. Toby, carry for me. Jesus' name. Amen. Don't pray. Now, steady, because you lift your hands. Say the seeing eye, the hearing ear, the perceiving heart, you have given me all. Say it one more time, the seeing eye. Listen to what you are saying, the hearing ear, the perceiving heart, you have given me all. One more time, the seeing eye, the hearing ear, the perceiving heart, you have given me all. Now we are going to sing it. Are you ready? Lift your hands and sing it. Toby, are you ready? Carry for me.
The seeing eye,
sing it with her.
The hearing ears, perceiving heart, you have given me all. You have given me all. The seeing eyes, the hearing ears, perceiving heart, you have given me all.
There's a point in Revelation called
you
joy.
Have given
Don't be afraid
me
to
all.
Get there. It's called joy.
The seeing eye, the seeing eye,
sing it,
the
sing
hearing
it, sing it.
Ears, perceiving heart, you have given me all. You have
Please,
given
you can back
me
out,
all.
Back out, back out.
Follow on Instagram at Nelson Ihagwami. God bless you.